In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 49. We'll read a few verses at the beginning and then down at verses 6 and 7, where we read, "Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together." I think that would include every one of us here this morning. And this is the heart of the message, verse 6. "They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him." This entire chapter deals with that very theme. You go all the way through the theme. It talks about trying to buy your way through life, trying to buy eternal things with money, and it cannot be done. Over and over again, it restates it in different ways, coming at it from different angles. You come to the last verse, it says, "Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish." And this is basically a wisdom chapter for those who have ears to hear. And we want to know what the Word of God has to say. And what it says is this, is you cannot buy your way to heaven. You don't have enough money. Even if you had enough money, it wouldn't be enough because of the fact that it's by the blood of Jesus Christ. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. You know, there are whole religious systems this morning that are built upon trying to buy other people's salvation. Bring them out of purgatory, take them out of this section and move them to that section by giving gifts to the church. We all know that's false by this passage of Scripture. And there are people, sad to say, that are gathering in churches today. Maybe someone here this morning gathered, said, "You know, I'm looking at my merits and I'm looking at my demerits, and my merits are just so much higher than my demerits. And so God's going to look at me and he's going to say, you can come into heaven because your merits are more than your demerits." That's false. That is false. No man can redeem himself or his brother or his sister or his mother or father with anything that this world has. We have to trust by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, you cannot buy salvation. You cannot earn salvation. It must be received as a gift from Jesus Christ. All you have to do is repent and believe that good news. Receive that gift of righteousness, and you'll have a home in heaven. You'll have deliverance from your sin. That's the picture. But put your wallet away. Put your purse down. Put your good works aside, because you can't carry those to Jesus. He won't accept them. May God help us to have an understanding of his blessed word today as we come together to worship him.